Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at BJGeekNation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm Attorney Travis Gagné. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
KISW presents the KISW Financial Advisor. Here to talk money, please welcome Todd. I invented numbers so I know how this stuff works. Peach.
That's right, man. Todd Peach, man. He's been doing it for a long time. I mean, he's got over 25 years of experience in the world of finance, world of banking. And the cool thing about BECU, by the way, is if you live, work, or attend school in Washington State, BECU is a credit union, which means they got members that work for the other members. And so the money is not to make profits for, you know, for a couple of dudes in some big ivory tower. They put money back into the bank because that's your bank. And so we all own it. We're all members. And that's the cool thing about a credit union. And you can go to BECU.org if you want more information. Todd, good morning, sir.
Good morning, BJ.
Well, Todd, we're right in tax time. You know, this is it. I mean, this is the week where we got our extension. We got a month because of
we're
you know,
COVID.
We're
used to this, aren't we?
I know, really. I don't want to have to go back to April 15th being the time where I got it. Though,
yeah.
I didn't realize it. I just got good news that for the first time in a long time, I'm getting some money back.
Oh, look out. Party at BJ's.
I've had to pay. So I don't know. I can't figure this out, Todd, because I really, you know.
Can you share that with us, BJ? Because I want to know the secret.
He lied to the government.
Yeah. The secret is, Todd, I wasn't really good enough with my money to be, or my deductions to be able to, you know, not give it to the government in the first place, because it should have been in my savings account is where it should have been.
That's true.
So, Todd, what should we spend the money on? Should it be a pizza party, an ice cream party, or a sushi platter?
Let's travel. Let's get exotic. Let's go somewhere. We've been locked up.
Wow, that's BJ's money. I'm with you. Let's go to Hawaii. Yeah.
Well, you know what, Todd has been conservative in all the years we've talked to him with his money. Boy, with my money, Todd is off the rails.
I know. I thought he was going to say we should invest it in this, that, and the other thing. He's like, let's spend it. Come on, Steve.
I see how Todd has gotten to be such a financial whiz. He's like, I save my money and spend other people's money. Okay, that works.
That works, too.
I didn't know that's what OPM meant. I didn't know OPM was spend other people's money. Yes. Okay. So Todd's here to answer your questions at 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999.
I love this text. It's such a cool story. My son is 15 years old and just started a lawn care business. And he started a Roth with a Vanguard Total Market Index fund. Is there a better fund available for someone that young?
Wow.
Love it. Love it. That is so awesome. I love this. He's 15. He's already got tax-free money growing.
He's already smarter
in a total
than
world. Oh, I mean, I love it. It's low fees. You're going to get about a little over 50% U.S., about 45-48% international. So it doesn't get any more diversified than that. So I absolutely love it. And actually what I did for my daughters, but they were a little bit older before we got started, not 15. Wish I could have done that. But had college to worry about.
This kid's going to like run some like bank or something by the time he's like in his 30s.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, the power, we've talked about it, Todd. The power of compound interest, you know, being able to save as early as possible and just never touching that money, letting it stay there until you're an old person is pretty amazing.
Absolutely. I mean, it's, you know, the compounding, if you just run those numbers, what a small amount early will do later on. It's so powerful that it's hard. Instant gratification. I want to spend that money now. I have things I want to buy, but if you can be disciplined, out of sight, out of mind, save some money automatically every month so you don't even see it in your checking account, you'll be very, very happy down the road.
Well, he asked, though, is there a better fund available? Did you think what the funds that he's going with is the best way to go?
I think it's great. I mean, there's a lot of things that you can do, but the total world is going to give you exactly what it says, exposure to all the companies in the world, so both domestic and international. So, and the Vanguard is a low fee index fund, so he's probably paying maybe 10 basis points or so. I can't argue with that whatsoever at all.
And that's our Steve. I think that's us. Our company deals with Vanguard for our 401k, and they've been good to us.
I've got the app; it works.
That's Steve's litmus test. Does your app work?
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm going to be a millionaire.
It recognizes my face every time, BJ.
Oh, that is awesome. We're talking to Todd Peach from BECU.org. If you've got any financial questions, 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999. And if you don't get through today, don't forget, we have you can email Todd at any time. Just go to KISW.com. Scroll down. You'll see the banner with Todd's smiling face. You click on that, and then it'll take you right to an email thing. And Todd will help you out, man.
Somebody just texted saying my son is getting ready to graduate from college and we're into student loans at about $65,000. Would it be a good idea to refinance my house and pay off that loan?
Well, that's a tough one. I mean, obviously, if you refinance your house, that's your money you're putting at risk, right? Where and one thing I don't know is it in the name of the son or is a student loan a parent plus loan in that person's name? Because there's quite a bit of a difference. I'm reluctant to put, you know, the house at risk to pay for the college, you know, but everybody is different. So sure, you could probably get a little bit better rate if you refinance, but you are going to pay some closing costs and some different things along with that. So I guess I would kind of lean toward, let's see what we can do to get the lowest rate on that $65,000 outside of a refi first. Let's explore that option. There's other companies out there that do refi student loans, so depending on what that interest rate is. So let's look at getting that rate down as low as possible, and more importantly, how quickly can we get it paid off? So once we have the answer to that, then we can discuss, okay, does it make sense to refinance the house? But I'm reluctant because that is your money that you need for retirement. You're putting your house at risk. There's a lot of downside to that as well. But I'm not saying it's out of the question, but I would explore the other side first.
And Todd, a home equity loan, is that a higher interest rate? Because then you wouldn't have closing costs with that, would you?
That is true. It is a little higher rate, BJ, and you can get them fixed, but it is going to be a higher rate, and that is an option. But again, you are putting your house at risk. It is higher because it takes a second position to the first mortgage, so a little bit more risk for the lender. But again, that is another option. In addition to the refinancing the house, is to do a home equity or home equity for part of it. That might be a solution. But again, you're putting your own house at risk, and depending on who's making those payments, that's money that you're not saving for your retirement as well. So it's kind of like put your face mask, when they say in the airline industry, put your face mask on for helping others. The same thing goes with your retirement. Make sure you have yourself covered first, because nobody's going to help you in retirement other than yourself.
You don't want to put a burden on your children if you can either, because they're the ones that usually end up having to step up. Yeah. 206-421-ROCK, exactly. Text us at 77999. Let's go to Kimberly in Snohomish. Kimberly, you're on with Todd from BECU.org. Go ahead.
Hey, thank you, BJ. I appreciate it. Long time listener, first time caller.
All right. Woo! Nice. What you got for Todd, Kimberly?
I have a 3-year-old niece that I would like to start an investment fund for her. I'm just not sure where to start it at.
Ah, okay. Would you like to help her with her college expenses or any kind of post-secondary expenses when she's 18?
I guess I don't really have a preference. I just want to make sure that she has a fund, whether it be a college fund or a house fund or something for her when she hits 18.
I would highly recommend opening a 529 in her name.
Okay.
And it might be best if you could make her parents the owner of the fund, and then they can make her the beneficiary. And the only reason for that is we don't know what tax laws and changes are going to happen. But the parents, when it comes to financial aid, if it's in the parents' name, it can be beneficial versus an aunt or an uncle or a grandma or a grandpa. That doesn't mean you can't do that. It's just an idea.
Yeah, and I appreciate that. My concern is that the parents are divorced and my brother is the dad. And I just want to make sure that when she hits that age, that it is either in his name or her name. I prefer it to be in her name, if that's possible. I just don't know how all that works.
Well, then go ahead and put it up in your name. That's fine, Kimberly. And then put it in your name. And then what you're going to do is you're going to name her the beneficiary of the account. And you can change that. So if, let's say, you have another niece or nephew and you want to split it, you could do that. There's a lot of options that come with that. And you could put a certain percentage in every month. Or you could do it once a year. But I would go to savingforcollege.com. It's a website. It'll rate the funds for all states. You can certainly do Washington State, but you're not limited to just Washington State. A lot of the other states have great funds, low fees, different programs. The GET program here may or may not be your best option. So go to savingforcollege.com. Do some research, pick a state, open it up, make her the beneficiary, and you're off and running.
Well, Todd, as usual, man, we have run out of time. It's flown by. But if you didn't get through to Todd on the phone lines or email or text lines, just email Todd, and it's easy to do. You go to KISW.com, and you'll scroll down and see the banner with Todd's smiling face. And don't forget, man, you want to do some great banking. You can, if you live, work, or attend school here in Washington State, credit unions rock. BECU is one of the best. Go to BECU.org. Todd, good being with you, buddy.
You too, BJ. Have a good one, man.
All right, take it easy. We got a woman. She woke up one day with an Irish accent, even though she's not from Ireland and has never been there. You'll hear from her at 8:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. An Australian woman claims that she woke up from tonsil surgery sporting an Irish accent. And this is a syndrome. We have talked about this before. I still can't believe it's real. It's called foreign accent syndrome. And I guess it's very rare. And it usually happens after a brain injury, but she just got tonsil surgery. And here she is talking about her new Irish accent.
I woke up with an Irish accent, and I've never been to Ireland before. And I went to the hospital, and they couldn't provide any answers. At this stage, I don't think it's going to get better.
I feel like she's making it up.
You think?
It just sounds so bizarre. It's so bizarre. Well, I woke up and it's not going to get any better. Top of the morning to you.
But then you have to maintain that for the rest of your life.
Yeah, you do.
Or until it goes away miraculously.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, it's going to go away.
See, I would have to take a brain surgery for me to be able to do an accent right, because I couldn't fake that. You know what I mean?
You couldn't fake it. You're absolutely right.
I have an Irish accent I woke up with before.
Before?
Before?
You went to like an Irish New Yorker.
That's what it sounds like in my head. I don't know how to do accents, man.
Yeah, I know what you're good at animal impressions.
From Ireland.
Yeah.
I had tonsils.
Yeah, that's, Irish. I mean, if that's a real deal, which they say is a real deal, it's pretty wild.
Well, Vicky, can you do an Irish accent?
No.
Okay, well,
can
that's
try.
I know, I'm trying to. Like,
see, y'all want to just judge me, but at least I'm willing to put my best foot forward.
Well, here's the thing. Now all I'm hearing is like your version of it, and that's all I'm trying. My brain is trying to copy.
Well, play
like,
her a little bit again. Yes. Cleanse the palate.
I woke up with an Irish accent, and I've never been to Ireland before. And I went to the hospital, and they couldn't provide any answers. At this stage, I don't think it's going to get better.
Oh, hold on. I found out my husband is with his floozy in McDonald's while I'm making a delicious meal.
That's more English.
That's totally English.
I watched this Irish chick who talks about her ex-husband cheating on her.
Oh, I was
with
like,
a floozy.
That's a very random thing to do.
And so I was trying to copy her stories.
Gotcha.
Yeah. That's all I got.
Are you sure she's Irish, this woman that you're here? Because she sounded English to me.
Yes. She's very Irish.
All right. Well, you're very English. Well, you can do an English accent at least.
I can do that.
Maybe we should ask you to do an English accent. You might come out with an Irish one.
Oi. Oi. I don't know why every accent I do has to start with oi.
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 Well, oi is, I mean, you know, a lot of times that's how a lot of English folks will say, oi.
Oi.
What are you doing? Hey, what's up? What are you doing?
Danny, can you do an Irish accent?
I don't think I can. However, I like to get my Guinness and my bangers and mash.
It's better than mine.
All right, well, there you go.
I mean, almost as good as mine. Rev.
Oh, God. I'm Irish from Ireland, and I love potatoes.
That's good. That's a good one. The potatoes.
Not bad.
Potatoes.
I love how he's going to say, though, he starts off, I'm Irish from Ireland.
I'm Irish.
Irish.
And I love my potatoes.
Oi, I'm from Ireland, too.
Oh, really? Which part of Ireland?
Oi, Ireland City.
Oi, take me down. Oi.
Yeah, well, I don't think. I don't think anyone.
None of us.
No one's going to come calling to us for voice acting.
I feel like you can do a BJ.
It depends. It really depends on me mood.
Is that all you can say?
Are you in a good mood?
Well,
from
I could say a little bit more, but you know, it starts to really get a wee bit less effective.
Ooh,
if I keep talking.
A wee bit.
You remind me of Mrs. Doubtfire.
It's my routine.
That was a good movie.
It was.
Someone said Mix's Irish accent sounds like a pirate Marge Simpson.
Oh, that's kind of true, actually.
Okay. Oh, at some point, we're going to need someone to do a pirate Marge Simpson impression, and you're our guy.
Oh, homie. Oi.
Oi. Oi.
I'm from Ireland, homie. Oi. Tell Bart to make us the bangers and mash, homie.
Lassie, you're not from Ireland. And isn't bangers and mash more of an English thing?
Probably.
Oi, I don't know. I just heard one of you say it, homie.
Corned beef and cabbage.
Oi.
Oh, God.
A fine boiled dinner. My mother made it all the time. There you go. That's all I got for you.
I mean, yeah.
I would like you to tell me a story, because you kind of got like the grandpa thing going on with that. Like,
In general, he has the grandpa thing going on.
That's true.
Okay. Well, that's lovely. You know what? I knew this would devolve.
Oh, I think you're talking about me. I'm like,
sit on my lap, Danny.
No, that's something completely different.
I got a story for you.
Yeah, this is that's Marge Simpson playing Jigsaw.
Get weird.
Would you like to play a game, homie?
Yeah, that's a
oi.
Oi.
Someone said if you guys could wake up one day with a different accent, what accent would it be? Well, clearly Irish for me.
I would love a Scottish accent. Just that super thick accent, and then it wouldn't be weird if I was walking around in a kilt.
But then you would be Shrek. Donkey!
Never mind. No, I don't want that anymore. I don't like this. I don't like this game.
I think I want to get my old New York accent back. Because like my wife will always try and get me to like speak how I used to sound when I was like growing up, and I can't do it. But like she'll listen to like these old clips of me calling radio stations or videos or whatever, and it's just she just can't stop laughing. Because
does it come back when you go home, Steve?
A little bit, but not to the level of where I think she wants to, like the full bore, you know, thick New York accent to come back. And I'm just like, I don't. Sometimes when I yell, it comes out, but I don't yell very often. And sometimes when I go home or I talk to some of my friends on the phone, like little words will pop in and out, but not to the level I think that she wants.
Yeah, I can do a Boston accent, but I really have to think about it. Because sometimes I'll miss some words when I'm trying to do a Boston accent, and I'll pronounce it, you know, like not the way they pronounce it in Boston. And it's weird. I mean, it's been a long time because I've had to like lose that accent, you know, 35 years ago when I started in this business.
And for me, I never tried to lose the accent. It just happened in college, like over time, just being around people that didn't speak with a thick New York. Because I went to college in upstate New York, and as we joked in the city, we would be like, everyone in upstate New York talks like they're on TV, you know, because it's like there really wasn't much of an accent.
Yeah, in Rochester, which is Western New York, it's not upstate where you were, but you're starting to get to the Midwestern accent, because in Rochester they go, we're having a heart attack. I mean, that's their accent in Rochester and Buffalo. And that, you know, but Cleveland is the place where apparently, at least we were told, Cleveland, Ohio, there's no accent. It's just, it's basically American. You know, where
American.
They speak American, if you will. There's no accent at all. It's kind of like the accent you'll see certain British actors do when they're doing an American. Like, all right, let's just do this American accent. And then it's this generic sort of, hi, everybody, welcome to America, and I'm an American accent person. But, you know, we've got lots of accents in our, you know, country. Washington's not horrible until you actually say Washington. Then you go Washington, and you go, oh, yeah, there is an accent with certain situations.
Ooh, BJ, we got a good text. This is, OMG, BJ, is it weird that I suddenly have a crush on you because of your Irish accent? Aww. It's cute.
Ooh, there you go, BJ. Yeah.
Well, that's what it took all these years, finally. If I'd only known, in my entire life, trying to get people to be attracted to me, if I only knew it was the accent.
Well, why don't we all just switch to an Irish accent? We could be like BJ and Miggs, two Irish guys on the radio.
Yeah, your Irish accent is very convincing.
That's a great tagline there.
Yeah. BJ and Miggs, two Irish guys in the morning. Yeah, there you go.
Totally would crush it in the ratings with that.
Oh,
can you
we
put,
surely
like,
would.
Quotation marks around the Irish at least.
Yeah. We could be riding our turtles wearing like, you know, like leprechaun hats.
Yeah.
Hey. Leprechaun hats.
Oi.
With a pot of gold.
Yes. There was a guy that did that, and I'm not going to mention. Well, I'll say, you know what? I don't care. I mean, it was his.
Oh, zero F's given, BJ.
I really don't care.
Ireland. You don't care. You're like Conor McGregor.
His name was Arthur Crofton, and I used to compete against him in Jacksonville. And Arthur Crofton was on the light rock station, basically, and, you know, like the warm of Jacksonville.
Okay.
And he would always talk like this, and eventually they were like, this is awesome. He passed himself off, including to management, as a British dude.
Well, he wasn't.
He wasn't until they said, we're going to give away this big trip, Arthur. We're going to take a bunch of people over to England and you're going to be their tour guide. And then he finally had to say, I've never been to England. I don't even know.
That is so funny.
Yeah, it was. If you watch is it Avenue 8? I think of the show with Hugh Laurie. It's a space show, but he basically also pretended to be a British guy on that show. And it turns out he's not British at all. And it's so art imitating life. Arthur Crofton was not a British dude. And he was always, hello, this is Arthur Crofton. And you're listening to the warmest warm favorites and this and that. And have some tea and crumpets. I mean, he did the whole thing. And he was not from England. Never been there.
How long did he pull that off for?
Well, even after they found out, they still let him do it. So that, as far as I know, he might even still be there being Arthur Crofton.
Oh,
but,
man.
You know, me, I was a bitter guy who was losing to him. So I went on every chance I got on the radio and said, you know, he's not from England, right? You
he's
know,
not he's, real.
He's not real. I'm tired of it.
I kind of did that one time when I worked at Hot Topic, because there was this guy that came in and he had a thick English accent, and all the girls that I worked with, they just were swooning over this guy because of his accent. It was literally just his accent. So I thought he had left the store, and I was like talking to one of my friends, and I was like, well, what is it about the English accent that gets you girls going? And I was like, well, if I just talk like this, I'm from England. And from the other side of the store, he's like, oh, what part of England are you from, mate? And I just lost it. Called me out. Everyone in the store just laughed at me. And I was like, yeah, I'm not going to do this anymore.
Hey, nice try, buddy.
Yeah. Go back to your emo ways.
Vicky says that she found Arthur Colton.
Yes, Crofton.
That too.
He's still doing radio. It says since August 23rd, 1990, almost 30 years, his interest in radio began as a child growing up in his native England, listening to the BBC.
Oh, is he still lying?
That's what I said in the profile.
Or somebody lied to me. If that's the case, and I feel bad for Arthur now, because somebody told me that story, and what if they were lying to me, and Arthur is really legitimately from the BBC?
What if, though, he's still keeping up that charade? Imagine, for your entire career, you have to just talk in an accent that's not truly... I think at some point... Like, I watched a Randy Savage documentary, the A&E biography. You know, Randy had that... Oh, yeah! That voice, like, dig it, you know, cream of the crop. But that wasn't his real voice. He was, like, kind of forcing it to sound like the macho man. But eventually, according to his brother, it hit a point where he just stopped talking like Randy Poffo and was forever Macho Man Randy Savage. Like, he did not know how to switch out of that voice. Like, it became his voice.
Oh, isn't that crazy?
Do you think that's the way with Arthur, if the story's true?
Well, here's the thing. Now I feel badly because I can't... If he's still doing it... And after that alleged story that I was told, and again, this was told to me sometime in that market. And so I went on the radio and said stuff, but apparently that didn't stop him or anybody. So maybe I'm the idiot. You remember? I mean, I've been told stories before that were actually lies. And so maybe Arthur's legit. And so I really have no proof that he's not legit.
And like, I just found another article back from like 2002, and it said he was born in Brighton, England. Or Yorkshire, England.
Well, then why? It's so frustrating to me that you got people to tell you things. But I guess that's what humans do. So I feel badly by basically spreading that stupid lie out there.
Oh,
so
my Irish apologies BJ to Arthur. Irish BJ doesn't feel bad.
Yeah.
I don't feel bad at all. I'm not a fan of Arthur Crofton.
I really, really hope that he's just keeping up the charade, because how funny would that be? After 30
that would be fantastic.
Years.
30 years, because I was there in the 90s.
And what if like,
and
he's
he was
like,
a guy?
And what if he's keeping up that charade with everything? Like, he's just like, you know what? I can't let this, I can't even put my guard down. So, like, he's maybe married to someone who has no idea that he's not really from England. His kids are, maybe they would grow up and they kind of have an accent too because of dad's fake accent.
You got to be thinking with the internet and everything today, though, could easily be found out. So, he's got to be legit. He has to be.
We need to get a hold of this.
Yeah.
I don't know. So, would he admit to it? No.
No, he's never going to admit to it if you call him.
This won't go as well as the time we talked to our radio buddy and asked him if he brought a hooker to a radio convention. You don't think this would go as well?
Well, now that he's married to her, I finally believe that she wasn't.
She's in for the long con, man.
Yeah, I really thought at some point she was just going to ditch him. But now that they're married, I guess she was a legitimate human being that wasn't working.
Or the lengths he's taking just to prove you wrong.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't doubt that either, Steve. You know, he's a professional. You know, he's gonna keep it going. I feel like though, I think Arthur must be the real deal. He must really be exactly what he says he is, a dude from England. And when I get off the air today, I've got a phone call to make to my other buddy in Jacksonville who told me that story, and I'm gonna call him a douche.
But what if he comes back and says, "No, dude, that is a true story"?
Well, I'm gonna tell him to come on the air with us, and he's gonna provide proof. Because Arthur Crofton is going the long haul with this. 30 years he's been going with the I'm from England story. So, I'm going to go with Arthur. I'm on Team Arthur on this one.
Oh, I think Arthur's lying.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah. All right. I get that vibe. I could just see it in his promo picture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He looks like a liar.
is he with the same station, Vicky? What station is he with?
He's with WLIE 96.1.
Oh, WLIE 96.1.
Liars on the radio.
96.1 WEJZ.
Yeah.
Same difference.
Yeah. Oh, God.
What Steve said.
Yeah.
I assure you, my good man, I am not lying. I am from, where is it? Brighton? Brighton, England? Yes.
Something like that.
Yes.
Sure.
And I'm all about the BBC.
The station's catchphrase is the most lies in the mornings.
The most lies in the mornings. Yes. Yeah.
How about someone says there's a cashier at Target that they always go to that always speaks with a Shakespearean accent?
Oh. Oh, interesting.
Hear ye. Is that?
Yeah, sure. Well, that's a king, but you know. Or I guess not a king. Like, that's pronounced a king.
Oh, some English accent, right? Shakespeare was English.
Oi, I'm from Shakespeare.
Oi, Shakespeare.
Hello, my good fellow. He probably speaks like the, you know, like the king did on The Walking Dead, you know, really projects like he's in a play.
To be or not to be.
Now is the winter of our discontent made glorious by the son of yore.
Exactly.
Welcome to Thou Target.
Yep, there we go. Solid.
I'm down.
I will do thy cashiering for you.
All right. Well, there we go.
What the hell?
Yesterday, Sir Steve, he got this one right. Thanks to the Rev and his major screw-up.
Who played Bela Lugosi in the 1931 vampire... Oh, wait.
Who played Dracula in the 1931 vampire horror film Dracula?
Bela Lugosi?
Yes.
Yay!
What?
Steve, how do you come up with some of these answers that you do? You seem so well-learned.
So magical.
Educated guess sometimes.
Yeah. Oh,
oi.
Yeah.
Oi.
Oi. All right. You want a shot of beating Steve? You got it. 206-421 Rock. We're going to play Beat Migs. We're going to do it at 8:47 on The Rock.
Oi.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. How do I know if bankruptcy is going to provide me with relief? What are the steps for my situation?
There's so much information out there about bankruptcy with the internet and what people have heard from friends and other people that they've talked to about their financial issues or bankruptcy. There's also a lot of bad information out there or urban legends about bankruptcy. In order to determine whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, you need to talk to an attorney that's experienced in bankruptcy. So in order to determine whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, you should talk to an experienced bankruptcy attorney. And right, my job is not to convince you to file bankruptcy. My job is to help you to make that decision and have all the facts so that you can make an informed decision about whether bankruptcy makes sense for you, what benefits it's going to have for you, and what the downside of filing bankruptcy is.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at choosetherightchapter.com.